I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Today and for the next couple of weeks, I would like to talk with you about evolutionary ways of knowing, because they are different from the customary ways that we rely on to know things. And today I would like to focus on the topic of wisdom and how wisdom is distinct from information. We all know that we live in an age that has been called the age of information, and we certainly know that to be true. We have at our disposal the access to our species' collected database, if you will, of what we have come to know, the information that we have accumulated as a species about all kinds of subject matter. And that information is always available to us whenever we want it. And that, of course, is something that has never, ever happened in the history of the world. So we are in this new era in which we have access to this tremendous information constantly, whenever we want it. However, the thing that that database of information cannot give us is wisdom. Because wisdom is a deeper way of knowing that is not solely reliant on factual information. And because this information is constantly available to us from the outside, it's constantly available to us, we actually are at a historic disadvantage in terms of accessing wisdom. Because we take so little time to go offline from all of that information and listen inwardly to the wisdom that wants to guide us. This topic is very present to me right now because I have a practice every year of going on spiritual retreat, and I have just recently come back from that. And I was offline for a week. And during that time, I always pay close attention to my dreams. And I do a lot of dream work, and I do ritual work in response to my dreams. And I walk, and I sometimes do some artwork, and I walk a labyrinth if one is available. And all the while, I am practicing this inward listening. And I don't come into these retreats with any sort of an agenda of what I'm going to get out of them. I go into these retreats with the sole purpose of listening and listening deeply. And invariably, the dreams begin to guide me. And they guide me to insights and direction that I never, ever could have come to if I hadn't taken that time to step away and to listen. And so we are living in this moment of historic advantage in terms of our access to information and historic disadvantage in terms of our access to wisdom. And if we think about a life that is lived based solely on information, we are looking at a life that is being lived actually from the outside in, because information comes to us from outside of us. So we are living a life that is in response and in reaction to the information that is coming towards us from the outside. And when we tap into wisdom, we begin to live a life from the inside out. We begin to allow ourselves to be guided by this deeper inner source, and that can direct us in our actions in new and unexpected ways that the landscape of information would never have clued us into. So living a life from the outside in, a life based on information, we are living a reactive life. We are reacting to things that are coming to us from the outside. If we are living a life from the inside out, we can be proactive. We can take action that is positive, is new, and is based on this deeper sense of knowing. Now, there are other limitations to information. One is, I think most of us have experienced this, that it is completely addictive. We can get totally sucked in to this endless horizon of information. And we can go down that rabbit hole of the internet and lose ourselves. And I want you to think about that. Lose ourselves for hours at a time, investigating things that actually have very little benefit to our own development, our own maturity, our own growth. We lose ourselves in this deluge of information. But it is addictive, and we become accustomed to having that information coming at us. It's almost like a drug that keeps us from getting quiet enough so that we can listen to ourselves. And that may come out of fear. Maybe we're afraid that if we start listening to ourselves, we're afraid of what we might hear and what we might be guided to do that might be a little unsettling for us. And so we use this drug of information to numb ourselves to these deeper ways of knowing. So that's one disadvantage and limitation of information, is that it causes us to lose ourselves, and it numbs us to these more subtle ways of knowing that require inner quiet and stillness. Now, another limitation of the information that we often take in, especially information from the media, is that it is information that is reinforcing the news of the ego mind, which is, of course, the consciousness of separateness. And as evolutionary activists, it is that consciousness that we are intending to transcend. And so much of the information that comes at us from the media is actually fake news. And what I mean by that is it may be factually true, but beneath it is playing out a scenario that is based on this ego framework of separateness, of enemies, of attack, and all of that. So it's playing into that fake news that is in our mind, our own minds, right? In our own minds, we harbor these ideas of being separate and being enemies and needing to attack and believing that we are being attacked. All of that resides in our own minds. And the information that comes at us from outside, of course, is reflecting that as well. And so the more we take that in, the more we're sort of creating this feedback loop between that fake news in our own minds, the ego mind in ourselves, and that fake news as it's playing out on the global stage. So information is addictive, and it numbs us to ourselves. It is often reinforcing the fake news of our own ego mind and our own ego orientation. And also, if you think about the word information, it's of course based on the word inform. Think about that word, inform. So information is reporting to us things that are in form, things that are already in form, and that we can investigate because they are in form. But as evolutionary activists, we are going beyond form, because the sort of a world that we are calling forth is a world that is not yet in form. And in order to do that, we need to become visionaries, who are not beholden to everything that is already manifested, because we are pushing that envelope. We are tuning in to a deeper way of knowing that can guide us into a new way of being and a new world that we inhabit together. So in a sense, you could say that information is looking backwards. It's looking at things that have already manifested and that we have already investigated. But as evolutionary activists, we are not looking backward. We are listening in for what wants to come from the future, from the unmanifested dimension. And the way that we do that and the way that we receive guidance to do that is by tapping into this deep source of wisdom that is connected not to the database of human understanding, but it is connected to an infinite source of knowing that is way beyond our human capacities of knowing. And so we tap into this deeper knowing because it knows the way forward for us. It knows what needs to happen for this world to be transformed and for this earth to be healed and for all of us to be liberated from the illusions that are playing out from our own ego consciousness. So, as evolutionary activists, of course we need information to live our daily lives. I mean, if I'm going to go into Center City, Philadelphia, I want to know when the bus is running, and I want to know when to be at the corner so I can catch it. I mean, that's obvious. There is information that we need to live our daily lives. So it's not an either-or. But even more than knowing what time the bus is going to come to that corner where I catch it, I need to know what is the direction that my life wants to take. And I can tell you this, I will not find that by Googling it. I can only find that by going within myself and listening deeply for that wisdom that is accessible to me if I get quiet and give it space to speak to me. We happen to live, of course, in a culture that does not support us in tapping into wisdom. In fact, we live in a culture that encourages just the opposite. We live in a culture that expects us to be available 24/7, that expects us to respond immediately to outside stimulus or outside information or outside requests. And we may even feel guilty or irresponsible if we step away from that. How dare we go offline? And because the culture encourages us actually to not listen inwardly, means that as evolutionary activists, we have to be extremely intentional about doing that for ourselves. And we have to understand that when we do that, when we go offline from the present state of information so that we can tune in inwardly to deeper ways of knowing, we are not being irresponsible. You are not being irresponsible if you step away from the churn and get quiet and listen. You are being extremely responsible. You are contributing to the transformation of the world. And that might seem like a grandiose statement, but I absolutely believe that it is true. Because the way forward for us as a species will be shown to us. It will be shown to us. But it's going to be in a different way from the ways that we typically look for guidance, for direction, the ways that we usually make our decisions. And so the spiritual practices are essential. meditation, being in nature, doing dream work, all of these things can help us tap into that inner knowing. I say inner, but of course it is connected to everything. It is connected to the totality of reality. But we find it most effectively when we go inward. And in terms of spiritual practices, I would like to invite you this week to take on a practice that is one of the gems of wisdom that come from the Jewish tradition, which is keeping Sabbath. Setting aside a day when you step away from your ordinary obligations, your ordinary ways of being and doing in the world, and you stop. And you rest, and you listen, and you do the things that feed your soul. And so this week, and in the weeks to come, and actually forever and ever, I would encourage you to institute a practice of Sabbath keeping, and in particular, technological Sabbath, to take a Sabbath day when you are offline, when you step away from that technology, so that you can tune in to yourself. So thank you for being with me today and exploring this distinction between wisdom and information. And I really encourage you this week to pay attention to that and to cultivate that within your own life, this tuning out so that you can tune in. So until next week, peace.